we're continuing in our series with Rhonda Vincent, the reigning queen of bluegrass. Rhonda grew up in her family's group, the Sally Mountain Show, with her mom and dad, Johnny and Carolyn Vincent, and her brothers, Darren and Brian. Rhonda, let's catch up on the Sally Mountain Bluegrass Festival, its history, and the 2017 version of it as well.
Oh, yes. That's coming up June the 28th through July the 2nd. My father had a dream to host his own festival. In fact, we tried several of them before he ever had his own place. And we went to Indianola, Iowa. The Balloons and Bluegrass Festival used to be there. And then when they stopped having that, we even went up and I think we hosted at least 1 or 2 years there. So, but then 63 acres came up for sale there in Queen City. And Dad managed to buy that. It was full of multifloral rose bushes. You couldn't have even walked through there. And, you know, being disabled with friends, and they went out there. I think it was a great pastime for him, too, because they would go out there and they would trim the bushes and clear that land out. And little by little, I mean, the first year, I don't know how many acres they cleared. They cleared a few. They got a flatbed truck. They pulled in, and we had a festival the very first year after he got it.
Gosh.
And 2016 marked 30 years that we have hosted the Sally Mountain Bluegrass Festival at Sally Mountain Park. And, you know, it was something that he loved having people that came to see him and came to the festival. And it's a 5-day festival. And after he passed, mom said, we will continue in this tradition. It was a conversation that we had, but it was so important to him. And we love it too. We love people that come to Northern Missouri, and so many friends from Iowa, Illinois come to the festival, bring their camper down. And it's just, he would, at times he thought about, you know, terracing the stage area, because it's really, it's so authentic. You're coming out to a place that's just pure nature. But people would say, no, that's what we love about this. This is as absolutely as natural as it gets. It's the outdoors, you know, there's all the animals just nature. And so besides, you have electricity for camping and there's showers. But other than that, where the stage is, people said, don't change it. You know, sometimes you got to prop a chair up with a rock or a piece of wood or something. But they like that. They like being able to come out to so many times these days, everything's been modernized. And, you know, you can go anywhere and go into a facility and go into a building. But to be able to just to sit outside and listen to music and just enjoy nature, it's a wonderful place. And mom bakes homemade pies. It's a chance to meet my family. And, you know, my brother Brian comes down from Chicago. He's a chief financial officer with a big company in Chicago. And he trades his suit for a pair of jeans and comes in really, he works so hard all week and even the week before that, getting the festival grounds ready. But it's a wonderful family affair.
Coming up in its 31st year in 2017, the Sally Mountain Park Festival. Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, you'll be performing this year. You're coming home. Daly and Vincent will be performing, and the Sally Mountain Show.
That's right. Yes, Sally Mountain Show is there every day. I stay there every day. Sally Mountain Show. Then my band comes in and we play the Run of Vincent and the Rage plays a couple of days. Daly and Vincent's coming in for Friday. So, yeah, it's a completely a family affair. And it's probably the one time of year that you'll see me, Darren, Brian, and Mom getting to perform together.
Tune in next week as Rhonda Vincent's story of her musical life and journey continues. We're bringing you this series leading up to Rhonda Vincent and The Rage performing on April 1st at Knoxville Performing Arts Center, a concert brought to you by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. Find out more by going to iowabluegrassmusic.com or to rhondavincent.com. Tune in next Tuesday for the Classic Cafe.